I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The international call to prayer for Ukraine continues to build. Last month, violent protests forced Russian ministries to close their Kyiv office. And with turmoil reaching a new level this week, things are even more uncertain. Ukrainian believers are still proclaiming Christ's sacrifice and forgiveness despite the violence that surrounds them. You can find ways to pray at our website and share them on Facebook. And it's been over 100 days since Typhoon Haiyan flattened a dozen islands in the Philippines, and millions still need urgent help just to stay alive. Advancing Native Missions' Bo Barreto says the pastors they work with mobilized the first aid teams. Many have lost both their homes and their churches, but remain faithful to the gospel through the aid effort. The three words, pray, give, and go, mark a path to response. We have the links to help direct you at our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Did you see what we posted on the new website today? We'll find it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.